All right, looks like we're live. Looks like we're live. Thanks, everybody, for jumping in. Appreciate it. As always, we're going to hit all the games on the NHL boards. Jay Rich, NHL Breakdown, 11-28. We got 12 games on tap. 12 games on tap. Had a good amount of games yesterday, too. Most of these teams are on back-to-back. I think about 18 teams, as I mentioned yesterday, with back-to-backs here. So that's 6 teams coming in fresh. Most of them have the late games. You know, so I got a question, how much, you know, is that favorable for you? It seems like it would be to be the team on the late game tonight if you did have the back as opposed to somebody had to play early like the Rangers and the Philadelphia Flyers did, or someone like Tampa Bay that had that early afternoon game and then now is coming in on the back-to-back up against the Islanders. No, I don't know that to be the case. Just asking the question, I wonder how much, you know, is that favorable to them at all, if any? All right, let's go down the road here. We've got the Islanders coming up versus Tampa Bay. I think it's going to be a good game here. Bishop's going to be back in net. That obviously going to be big for them. The Isles look like they'll go with Greece. You know, I think with the concern being there again, man, they're getting the backup goalie are the Islanders. You know, but he hasn't. I would say falling off of the pace from that Halaka has created there. He's still been, I think, serviceable. You know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they win this game. Not at all. Not at all. What's surprising, pretty much a fair number there. I made this 127. I think I saw it somewhere around there last time I looked. 130s right now. 130s pretty much all across the board for Tampa Bay. So no value either way. I'm not going to jump in on this one, but definitely want to watch this one. Definitely want to watch this. I think Bishop has been dope. You know, I love the way Tampa Bay plays defense. Just their scoring is always questionable. I think I mention that every time I get a chance to talk about them right now. So we'll see who actually scores here. The Islanders are coming from Florida. Tampa Bay was just in Washington. So both of them not too far off trips either on their back-to-back. Neither defense has really faltered on the back-to-backs either. So both of their defenses have actually played well, unlike as they transition to the next game, unlike the Capitals. The Capitals' defense, as they go into Toronto, man, I never like Washington on a back-to-back. I mean, it's rare. I don't think it's any shock that we're seeing Holtby again today. I don't think it's any shock at all. And oddly enough, you know, I would have rather him got his brains blown out there as far as getting beat up yesterday if you wanted to back Washington today. They tend to play much better off of a bad game. But, of course, they definitely want to win that game. You know they want to win this one. But Toronto not giving us the matchup we want. No Reimer today. Looks like we're going to get Bernier in there. I have no interest at all to look his way. Zero. I can't remember the last time he had a good game. Seriously, I can't remember. If you got thoughts on it, man, call me up. No problem. What's this new phone number here? 347-855-8403, 855-8403. If you got thoughts, more than welcome to jump in. I made this from Washington minus 115. I think it's a little more, yeah, definitely shaded to Washington there. Even though, man, that's one of the situations we're going to get to on the later games. This is another one. Well, this is the team on the back-to-back doing the traveling, and the line's already shaded that way. That's interesting. That's interesting. If it wasn't for the goalie matchup, I'd be interested in Toronto, especially given the number. If I wanted to shade it as high as possible, I have one number that gives it to Washington minus 125. But there'd be no way I'd do that with them coming in on the back-to-back, except for the goalie matchup, which in Toronto's case is huge. So I'd have to pass on that one. I'd have to pass on that one. I understand people taking Washington wouldn't want to do it at that number, but I understand the sentiment anyway. All right, what's next? Edmonton going to Pitt. You know, I mentioned Pitt yesterday. Good game there by Columbus. I had the Jackets there. It's good to see them come back and get a win. I think they got a good shot to get a win today also. Where are they going? To St. Louis. Edmonton, they were able to put up some goals Edmonton able to put up some goals. No question, no surprise that they did so against sorry-ass Howard. You know, I'll talk about that game at the end. I know Florida-Detroit's coming up tomorrow. That's the only game. I'll make sure, hopefully, I don't forget at the end to talk about that game. I don't know why they keep letting Howard play, man. But I don't, if I'm a Red Wings fan, I'm screaming, I'm writing letters, I'm holding up signs, sit that guy's ass on the bench. I don't. He almost lost the game again. Every time he goes into the game, they have no faith. I wouldn't have any faith. I don't understand why they keep trotting him out there. They keep trotting him out there like, man, let's give you one more chance. Again, I mentioned it yesterday. I utterly believe they put dude out there in hopes of building his confidence up against the Edmonton Oilers without McDavid. And somehow, still, he does what he does, which is cough up the lead, man. Boy, oh boy. I can't believe it. Cannot believe it every time I see that guy listed as confirmed as the goalie. I don't understand. Sit his ass down. Anyway, so Edmonton, I don't know if they get a confidence boost or not. They do get another backup, quote-unquote, if I'm terming Howard the backup there, as they're going to Pittsburgh. You know, I made this 166. You know, I see 161s right now. I think that line was much higher earlier. Yeah, I'm seeing 180s earlier in today when the line first came out there. So it's come down. And I don't have really interest in either way, man. Pittsburgh, though, have not – they haven't played well in a back-to-back situations. Calgary game comes to mind. The New Jersey game comes to mind. Both big tanks, big beatdowns they took. If I remember correctly, they probably got another one thrown in there that I just don't remember. So I'm not in love with them, given the situation. You know, can they win the game? Sure, you know, but I won't be putting my money up against them. You'd have to give me a pretty favorable number to back Pittsburgh right now on a back-to-back situation where their defense is already not playing well, right? Five goals to Calgary, one an empty netter. 4 goals to New Jersey, one an empty netter. Still, excuse me, if you take out those two, you're still looking at, what, 3 and 4? Still looking at 7 goals in 2 games, back-to-back situation where previously the defense had played strong until recent. I don't know what's going on in November. Again, I mentioned this yesterday. Something's going on with that Pittsburgh defense. Just something to keep an eye on. So both of these teams coming in off the back-to-back. Edmonton coming out of Detroit. And Pittsburgh was, what, in Columbus. Pretty similar trips there. No big deal as far as the trip's concerned. Both played late also. So, yeah, no interest in that one, man. Pittsburgh should get the job done, man. I'll be interested to see if Edmonton can go in and score some goals again. Because their offense has sputtered. Starting to see the trends of them missing McDavid again, as I mentioned yesterday. Let's go to the next one. Dallas. Is it Dallas, Minnesota? No, Columbus, St. Louis. You know, I like this game the most. Or at least one of the games I look forward to definitely watching, man. Couple things going on here. Allen's back in net, of course, for St. Louis, man. Definitely love Allen. I think I rarely want to go against him. It's probably been 2 or 3 games max that I've decided to go against him. It definitely had nothing to do with him. It was likely to do with the fact that the Blues are having trouble scoring. Their scoring hasn't gone up. They're closer to average, right? They're not average yet. They're still below average as far as some of their scoring stats are concerned. But I find this interesting, too. This is Columbus coming in on the back-to-back here, going to St. Louis, coming from home there. You know, and I see a favorable number for the home team again. Again, odd, and you're going to see this trend maybe 4 or 5 times there as we go down the late games. I mean, this one, 188, just pure stats, true numbers. If you want to add in all the back-to-back numbers, all the goalie situations, you know, you might come up with a different number there. But St. Louis now has moved up. Did that line – interesting. Did that line move on me somewhat? I thought that was a favorable line earlier. No. No, I just circled it wrong. Okay, so this line is actually shaded to St. Louis, which would make more sense. because of Columbus being on the back-to-back there and overall people not liking Columbus. Hold on. I don't think I got to add in. Wow, this might actually be a favorable Columbus line. Again, I usually give Columbus a little extra love there because, again, their situation. I don't think this situation being before Torts came in. I don't think I did this game, 27. Let me do my math here. 37-9 is, what, 46? Yeah, I didn't do that correctly. You know, I would actually make this closer to 150 there for St. Louis. So this line, again, is off. Eventually, Columbus's numbers are going to kind of merge and just be one. Again, like I mentioned last year, when they were injured and you had to manually adjust their line. I'm not sure how long I'm going to continue to do that. But right now, without the adjustment, this seems to be a favorable number already for St. Louis or shaded their way. So a favorable line if you wanted to back the Jackets. You know, I think I'd do this. I think the line is definitely too high now that I look at it. Complete opposite than what I thought initially. The question is, do you want to do it on the back-to-back? They've been okay. You know, AT, as I say, after Torts, they're 10-7. They're 10-7 in those 17 games, 2.3 goals against average, 2.3. If you guys remember, it was especially odd there. The Jackets had given up four goals or more in each of their first seven games. At least of their four goals, at least, in their first seven games. So I give them four only. That's four goals a game given up. In some of those games, they give up more than four. Right? They've only done that twice in the 17 games, AT. After doing it seven times in a row, giving up four goals. So again, 2.3 goal against average there, AT. 2-2 on their back-to-backs. 2-2 on their back-to-backs, AT also. One loss I remember in Anaheim. The total, the defense has been okay. One game they did give up five. I think one was empty netter. I'm assuming that's Anaheim game. So I'm not too worried is what I'm trying to say about their defense on the back situation going up against St. Louis. I think you're getting a good number here to go ahead and back the Blue Jackets. I'd do that before taking St. Louis regulation or St. Louis puck line, any kind of other way you want to do it. If you're afraid of that big number, I think you probably should be better backing the dog in some situation. I got their puck line already in a parlay or two, the Columbus puck line. I do. I think I gave them a good number there. It's under, is it 175? Is it that good? 166. I think that's a damn good number, even to play straight up. 166 Columbus on the puck line. We know Bob's going. I think we get a defensive game, man. I'd be looking under two also, man, even with Columbus on the back-to-back. I think this team's playing better and has a mission there as far as playing good defense. All right, let's hit the next one now. Dallas, Minnesota. Dallas, their last game, their last 10 games here, down to 2.2 goals against. 2.2. Again, I like to mention every once in a while when I can, Dallas is playing better defense. No one knows what they'll happen in both of these two games previously, man. Dallas, again, everybody thought that go over Minnesota, the same thing here. Minnesota, I think, is the more curious one. They tend to scoring more and playing not as good defense, you know, as they did last year. They're still giving up 2.5 goals a game their last 10, which is better than their overall goals against. So is that defense coming around? I know Dub had some goals that went in yesterday for him that definitely made him upset. Looks like we'll get back up in net for Minnesota. Is it Comfort here? Yeah, we'll get the backup for Minnesota. So, you know, I think we got a fair line here. I made this 118, maybe 118 for Minnesota. What I see? I think I saw a couple of lines shaded to Dallas. And anywhere from 110 to 115 for Dallas. So, you know, I'm not jumping over Joe. I did take a little bite of Dallas myself personally there. Didn't make the premium card, but I thought it was a good shot with Dallas. Given a small line, given the situation, I think they're playing better defense, oddly playing better defense than Minnesota, and definitely scoring more consistently than Minnesota. So I think in both of those instances, Dallas is overall playing better. Even on the road, not bad. I didn't write it down, but I even think their road back record is actually pretty good. Let's see here. No extra notes there. Yeah, so I took a little bite with Dallas. There's no real line value, but getting a fair price with the Stars, I think, is rare to see. So I'd go ahead and take advantage of that. All right, Buffalo-Nashville. I made this Nashville -181. No shock there, man. Big line against Nashville. I don't know what it's going to take, man. And I see this line has come down. I know that ridiculous 220 didn't last too long. What other big dumb numbers? That's out 230 for Nashville. I knew that wouldn't last too long. I'm not sure what everybody loves to go about the Preds right now, given the situation. Here's a couple of reasons why I didn't go balls out, you know, with Buffalo here. Preds are 5-2 coming off the road trip. You know, everybody likes to fade the team coming back from the road trip, understandably so. I'm not against that at all. I think that's one that has a lot of logic in it. Excuse me. This one may even have more logic, given the holiday situation. Nashville has been on the road, for 6 games there? You know, I'm assuming either they had to take the family with them or didn't get to see the family there. So now they're getting back last night, coming from where? Where did Nashville just play at? Philadelphia, coming from Philadelphia, coming back home. I'm assuming they had more than normal coming back from a road trip things to do there, given the holiday situation. Just something to think about. Both teams' power plays are down percentage-wise over the last 10 games. Both penalty kills not doing that well over the last 10 games. Also, as right now we see most of these lines dancing here, given that the games are about to tip off. So Nashville is 7-3 at home. You know, that's something to think of. But, you know, to be honest, again, man, I think you had to take a little bite to Buffalo, given that monster number that was out before. You know, I think the Preds are in real trouble offensively. And Buffalo's playing good defense. Eichel, Jesus Christ, you see those 2 shots yesterday? Man. Damn, that little kid's dope, man. Quick. Real quick, man. I like both of the shots we saw yesterday. All right, here's a couple other games. We're 1, 2, 3 out of the 4 last games here. We got teams traveling on the road, on a back-to-back, but catching still favorable lines. Interesting enough. Let's see if these hold up here again. As I say, these lines are moving. Calgary going to San Jose. Man, did I miss the New Jersey-Montreal game? How did I miss that? I did miss that. Let me get that one because this one's about to tip off here. What I have on this one? 6-4 Jersey on the road, 9-3 at home in Montreal. The Habs there. You know, I didn't take a shot at this one. Schneider going again. No shock there, man. I like the way they're playing defensively of late. The Devils. Let me see one other thing here. 2.2. Still having issues scoring, though. Still having issues scoring. So this is one of the true home and homes. Looked like Connor's going to go again. I thought that was cool. Wanted to see if they let him play the back-to-back situation. He has done so previously. I should have checked the stats before. But he's played in that situation before. Would I make this? I made this -200 for Montreal. Now that line's crashed considerably. Wow. Down to 165. You know, I thought 150s in some case. You know, I thought 170 was interesting enough. I think at the 150 price, I think you got to go take a shot with Montreal there. And just given the number, they're both in the same situation. They're both on back-to-back here, right? Right, one team's offense I trust. I don't trust the Devils' offense at all, and I haven't for a couple of weeks here, though. They've done better, man. Like to see what Hamrick is doing. Definitely can't knock that, but it's still not consistent. Still not consistent. 2.3 goals a game, 2.2 if you adjust for a couple of those empty net or OT goals. So, you know, still not what I'm looking for from a team I want to back as far as the offense goes. Going up against, you know, Montreal, if not the best team in the league, probably definitely is, even with Condon in net without Price. So, you know, for me, it'd be the home team or nothing there, given the line. New Jersey win the game? Sure, they just won the last game. You know, I'd be back on the home team, man. Let's move on. Last couple of games here. Calgary going to San Jose. Calgary's defense playing better. Looks like it's going to be Hiller tonight. Hiller versus Jones. That's interesting. You know, look, San Jose, they're still average. They're playing above average of late. Definitely got to give them props for that. Playing above average of late. Calgary's defense getting better. Still not consistent, as I mentioned. Was hoping to get a 5.5 here and go under that. But you don't know what you're going to get from Hiller. You know, coming off that long stint of an injury there for him. Don't know what he's going to give us. You know, but it'd be the home team or nothing. Let's see where this line is. I made it 199. Again, this Calgary coming off of the back-to-back in Arizona, one of the worst West Coast back-to-backs you can have, man, coming from way down south in Arizona to flying all the way to San Jose on the back-to-back there. That definitely not the best situation. And that was a late game, too. So San Jose just sitting at home waiting. And I got this number, 180, 185 right now. So, I mean, it's a fair number. Nothing too crazy. I mean, you get a little bit good price there for the home team. But nothing to go crazy of. Nothing I'm really to jump on. It'd be puck line of regulation. I understand that. Totally understand that. But, you know, I'll pass on this one. Let's go Ottawa, Arizona. Ottawa suddenly playing much better. 7-3 they are on the road. 6-4 their last 10 overall game. The scoring is seen a big uptick. The defense is still rather average. Again, you guys all know I'm not in love with Anderson. So, you know, I'd be looking for the home team here. But Arizona's a team coming home even on the back-to-back or staying at home on the back-to-back situation with Ottawa doing a traveling. Big push towards Ottawa up to 130. That's got to come down, man. That's got to come down. Given the number, even given Arizona on the back-to-back, I think that number has to come down, man. That's nuts. You know, that's me saying Ottawa 7-3 on the road. You know, so I like the way Arizona's playing offensively. I do. The defense, even every once in a while, will play well. You know, you got the good price yesterday for some reason with Calgary in town, which didn't make any sense. You know, that made my card there. Catching Arizona, even in the OT win, that was good. What was really good, even what was more impressive, was them to play, actually playing good defense. I thought that was the most impressive part. Even with Calgary coming in, only giving up one goal with Smith there, I thought was really good. Let's see. So I still don't think we got any goalie confirmation there in that one. You know, Smith has played all right. Who's in there now? Is it back? Was that Lindback? Is Lindback in there? We've seen him play okay also. Let's see what they do here. I think you should play the backup. I think you should play a backup. But Smith has been playing well, man. He's no stranger to back-to-back situations, so they might throw him in there. We'll see. Yeah, but for me, it'd be the home team or nothing there. I think you're getting, you know, raped pretty good there back in Ottawa for that number. You know, though they played well. We saw what they did to Dallas. I think they got back-to-back, impressive wins there. So I'm not looking to step out in front of them. I'm just not willing to lay minus 130 for them on the road. You know, this is not last year's Arizona team. Right. All right, let's go to the next one there. Winnipeg going to Colorado. Catching a good price here on the Avs, but they've been fairly inconsistent there. Even Villarmo himself. Inconsistent there. You know, then you got the Jets coming in. I mean, the team that screams mediocrity until somehow that they win with the third stringer in net. somehow in Minnesota. You know, and it wasn't just that they won playing some defense. So that was odd. Again, only because this is a team that was great defensively last year and just has not shown it this year. Last seven games, given up 3.7 goals against, 3.1 goals against overall this year, 3.3 overall on the road, you know. So I just don't know what the hell's going on when defensively. Even can't put together, string together, consistent amount of offensive games. 2.2 goals for their last 10 games. So just not sure what this team is. Again, they're having trouble scoring. Not sure if that's what you want coming into Calgary or coming into Colorado. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to check this while on the air. You know, Colorado's issue is that they'll give up a bunch of goals inexplicably and back-to-back and just bad timing back-to-back situations, right? And so the Ottawa game comes to mind. It's another game that comes to mind where they just shit the bed defensively. Was it Pittsburgh? Let me pull this up here. I think of a lot of games to walk, goals to Washington, but that's the one I'm thinking about. Yeah, I'm thinking about that Pittsburgh game on the road. Yeah, they had this road trip, a monster road trip. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games. They started off well, and then that Toronto game, just what the fuck happened, right? They give up 5 to Toronto, and just I couldn't shake that off. Like, man, how do you give up 5 goals to the Leafs, you know, who can't luck their way into 3 goals? Right, I think you leave the net open. I think you play the net empty net all game, and the Leafs would score 2. Maybe, right? So that was shocking. Then they give up 4 to Pitt. Then they got. I don't even remember watching the highlights, but the Washington game. But they give up 7 there. Then they just played Winnipeg. Wow, interesting. They just played Winnipeg, and that's the game that they only gave up 1. So they give up 5 as well. So 4 to Pitt, 7 to Washington. And then squeezed in there, they go to Winnipeg and somehow only give up 1 goal. That's the Jets, right? That's how bad the Jets are. There's a team coming up, giving up, 5, 12, 16 goals in 3 games, and then the Jets score 1. You know, that's Winnipeg for you. And then the Avs give up 5 to Ottawa. So, obviously, something's going wrong defensively there. You know, so I don't really have interest to back them here. Again, I made this line 160. You know, it's only at 138, you know, 2 weeks ago. I'd be very interested betting on Colorado here, given the situation, given the number of theirs sitting at home. Winnipeg now has to come play in the altitude after just being in Minnesota. I just, you know, need some faith in Colorado here, man. Need them to show me something, although they just did in Winnipeg, only giving up 1. Let's see if they can do the same thing again. I think in this one, I didn't see the goalie information for Winnipeg. Looks like Colorado's going to go with Varlamov again. See if he can get it done. See if he can stay consistent or get on a run. Berra, man, you had your chance to snag the number 1. Played a couple of good games and then just collapsed. Had a chance to steal that number 1 spot. So, you know, Colorado tend to score a little bit more at home, too. So, you know, I think they'd win this game. I'd lean to Colorado. I'd take Colorado or nothing there. Wouldn't be wanting to back the inconsistent Jets on the road in Colorado in the altitude with that number. All right. Last game here, Chicago, and then I'll get to the Sunday game for sure. Actually, yeah, we'll see. Chicago going to L.A. Chicago going to L.A., catching a fair number. I mean, again, I've only played on L.A. once this year. You know, it was odd that I was getting a fair number, you know, but no surprise, it's against Chicago. Chicago and L.A., well, you guys already know this. No need to continue saying this. You know, you always get raped if you want to play them. So it's odd when you don't actually get raped to decide to play them, but makes you want to think, why are you not getting raped, right? So Darling's going to be in net there up against Quick, it looks like. In L.A., Chicago is definitely not a road team, man. I was happy to see the Ducks lose as I'm still looking for somebody to make an offer for me. Still looking for anybody to want to make a bet. I'll take a look. You want to play a normal price, a fair price, just yes or no, will the Ducks make the playoffs? I'm looking to take the no. I'm looking to take the no. You know you're going to have to give me a good plus number, though. I'm taking the conference the conference semi, the conference final, lose, you're hearing the Ducks not to even make the playoffs. So, well, don't get crazy. If you got a good, respectable number, I'd listen. I'm looking to take a nice bet there. Ducks no on the playoffs. Anyway, I saw that to say that Chicago did get a road win. They're just not a good road team. You know, so, you know, for me, I made this 153, you know, and I saw it a little bit lower. I see it come up now. I saw it, like, in the low teens early. Yeah, Pinnacle had 117 at one point. I mean, it got bet up really quick to 125, and then quickly thereafter into 140s. You know, I woke up a little too late this morning, man, to take advantage of some of these lines that were off. There was a couple, but that would be one of them. That'd be one of them. You know, yesterday my thought was, man, Anaheim or the over there, given the fact that Chicago, again, defensively, just doesn't get it done on the road either. Only thing Chicago's doing right now really well, man, suddenly scoring. This team doesn't seem to put it all together, man, until the playoffs. The last 3 years, there's been something wrong with them during the regular season, you know, that they flip that switch, so to say, man, during the playoffs. Last year was offense, right? I mean, the defense was dope, but last year was offense. You know, this year for a while was offense. But now the offense is going. Now it's, without a question, the defense. So we'll see if Darling could stitch together a couple of good saves there, a couple of good games, or sure, a good game, I should say, against L.A. You know, I'd lean L.A. there. I think I missed the boat. Not a thing. I know I missed the boat on the price. So I wouldn't be interested in taking that number now, but you know, I like the home team there. I like the way LA's playing, man. Luch is coming on now also. He's real active, man. You could see his influence now on that team. You know, so this might be the first year that I have more negative feelings towards the Ducks than the Kings. I think it definitely has something to do with Luchas, man. The fact that the Kings didn't make the playoffs last year, not hearing a lot of slurpage for the Kings, like in general last in previous years, definitely with them coming off of winning the cup, and then you just see them have bad numbers or bad stats or bad road record, bad road stats, and people still fawning over them. You're not seeing the fawning over the Kings this year. So, and it's evident in the market, man, actually seeing a couple of times with fair numbers to play on them. You just don't ever see that. All right, that'll wrap it up, man. Florida-Detroit tomorrow. I have a play on this one. I already have that ready. I'll send that out to everybody who's following my plays there. I'll send that out tomorrow. Push yesterday, or I'll send that out tonight. Like, I'm ready on that one. I'm ready to fire on this Sunday game already. Pushed on the big play yesterday. Thank everybody for joining in, jumping on board with me. Appreciate that. Glad to get you guys out of play. The other four plays were better. Too bad that one pushed, man. Eichel and them boys were a little too much. Oddly enough, surprisingly enough, man, to score 4 goals. Not surprised that their defense, again, Buffalo's going up against who today? Nashville. Not surprised that Buffalo's defense, man, they're playing good D's. They're playing good defense, and that's not even surprising. Again, with the coach situation, look at all these teams with new coaches. The one thing the coach can control, in my opinion, in playing sports is always the defense. I know defense has a lot to do about effort, but that's preaching defense. Go back, you know, to a big team like the Heat, like the Miami Heat, when they got LeBron, the main thing that they were preaching, man, I didn't have the coach offense. The main thing I was preaching there, but they were preaching there, or Spo was preaching was defense. That's what they practiced on defense. You didn't have to practice too much on offense. Sure, you had to coach it. Sure, in game, your coaching acumen as far as what you do offensively is going to matter. But what do you concentrate on in the few hours you have to coach a team in practice? What do you practice on? You know, what do you spend time on? You know, for Spo and the Heat, it was defense. That was their staple. You know, the offense was there. The offense was the highlight reels. You know, the offense is what you paid your ticket for. But the defense is what made them money and would cash a lot of tickets for people that decided to back those unders, man, back in the day. So I say all that to say no shock with all these coaching moves. You know, you go to Torts, you know, for sure, man. I quoted that number down to 2.3 goal against, man. I mean, that's way below average for over the league. 2.3 goals against over the 17 games. you know, I'd have to go through it, and there's not going to be too many teams at that number, not more than five or six. All right, I'll end it there, man. I hope you guys catch these tickets. Good luck. The free play I had is on. I know it's first period. I guess I should get that to you right now before these games tip off, huh? La-da-da. All right, got the Buffalo Nash first P under. There we go. Buffalo Nashville, first P under. Got that at 140. A couple of 135s I saw out there. You guys can find those. So, good luck to you guys. Cash tickets, man. Talk to you guys next time. Peace. Oh, last thing, of course, as always, check us out tomorrow, Sunday. Sleepy J and I will run through the NFL, get some good winners for you guys as far as that's concerned. All right. Talk to you guys next time. Peace.